how do you harness the power of the SAP ecosystem to go beyond the boundaries of your organization and really steward your products all the way to the hands of the consumer with high quality? It's really kind of the focus of where we've tried to go with our cold chain offering and cold chain applications.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are in the world. This is the Digital Supply Chain Podcast, the number one podcast focusing on the digitization of supply chain. And I'm your host, Global Vice President at SAP, Tom Raftery. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the Digital Supply Chain Podcast. My name is Tom Raftery with SAP. And with me on the show today, I have my special guest, Subeet. Subeet, would you like to introduce yourself?
Sure. Thank you, Tom, for having me on the podcast. So quick intros, Subeet Mathew. I'm a managing director in Deloitte's SAP practice. I've been in the SAP space for about 18 years now, working with clients of all industry backgrounds, helping them through their SAP transformation journeys. Internally at Deloitte, I also lead our SAP supply chain management market offering. And what that really means is focused on the supply chain management space, focused on bringing our best thinking innovations and assets to clients that are looking at the supply chain journeys. So happy to be here and spend some time talking to you.
Superb. And thank you for coming on the podcast. I'm excited to have the conversation. And when we were talking in the setup for this podcast, we were talking about the importance of cold chain logistics. And I mean, we know now it has been highlighted, particularly with the likes of the Pfizer and less so, but also with the Moderna vaccines, that cold chains are important. Can you talk to us a little bit about why they are important? What's so important about them, and what can we do to increase their resilience?
Absolutely. So maybe before I go to cold chain specifically, Tom, let me kind of maybe start with just what we've been observing, right? So
sure.
If you look at supply chains from 4 or 5 years ago, they were all very focused on efficiency, cost reduction, being reactive to demand profiles. How do you do more for less, etc., right?
Yeah.
And
cost centers,
exactly, right? And topics such as cold chain and how do you do transportation and logistics when your product has environmental sensitivities around it, be it temperature, pressure, etc., were certainly important supply chain considerations. But I think everything's kind of come to a head with what we've seen with the pandemic in the last year, if I may, right? I think suddenly our client supply chains have become much more risk averse, right? Agility and operational flexibility has risen to the surface, right? Portfolios are getting disrupted. Clients are looking for more intelligent virtual supply chain. And I think it's all of those things coming together that has really highlighted the importance of cold chain for industries that it applies in, right? So when you look at clients that are in pharmaceutical manufacturing, clients that make refrigerated consumer products, chemicals, et cetera, how do you harness the power of the SAP ecosystem to go beyond the boundaries of your organization and really steward your products all the way to the hands of the consumer with high quality? Is really kind of the focus of where we've tried to go with our cold chain offering and cold chain applications. So, that's kind of the impetus behind it, if I may.
Okay, and how do you?
Good question. Okay, so maybe I'll start by walking us through a scenario or a use case, and then we can step a little bit into how it really comes to life, right?
Cool.
So imagine you're a pharmaceutical manufacturer or a vaccine manufacturer in this instance.
Sure.
And
okay.
You're looking for a mechanism to manage the temperature parameters of your product when it's in your warehouse. You're looking for a mechanism to figure out how to effectively plan the load of that product as it goes from your warehouse to a customer or a forward deployment DC, if I may. How do you track that product as it's making its way through that journey and ensuring that it is fitting within whatever the environmental parameters are. And most importantly, around all of this, how do you react when there is an event or a situation? And what are some of those follow-on actions you can take, right? So if I were to dissect that down, what we've done with the cold chain application and that entire process is utilize the power of the SAP cloud platform and some of the IoT machine learning capabilities that are in the platform to start with allowing clients to manage the product when it is in the warehouse, building apps that allow you to build loads intelligently depending on where the product is going to, what might be the temperature conditions that exist along the way, and then using some of the capabilities around, you know, map management, route management, et cetera, to actually track that shipment along the way. So imagine being able to get alerted if the truck's refrigeration system isn't working, and because of that, your product is starting to approach a dangerous level. Mm-hmm. But also, if I extend that out, it's not just about getting an alert, right? It's actually being able to then act on it. Maybe that means trying to find the nearest cold warehouse that you can route the product to so that it can be housed there till the issue is resolved. Or finding an alternate route or an alternate truck for you to be able to continue the shipment of the product, et cetera. So it's those kinds of features that really our cold chain app and offering kind of bring to life, right? Mm-hmm. And then, you know, what this really means to organizations is inventory efficiency, inventory leakage is above and beyond a quality issue. It is also something that directly impacts your bottom line, right? There's actually a statistic that says that in the pharmaceutical industry, on a yearly basis, about $35 billion worth of product is lost because of cold chain transportation principles not being applied, or the product had a temperature excursion. So wow. That's the impact.
Wow, yeah. That's huge. And the app that you guys have developed, what are the main business outcomes of that?
So it is primarily focused on increasing supply chain traceability, increasing operational agility. So if you run into an event or a situation, how do you react to it? Mm-hmm. Improving your inventory efficiency and reducing your inventory leakage and shrinkage costs, which then obviously directly impacts your working capital, if I mean, right? And I think particularly these days with the situation that's underway with vaccines, et cetera, I think there's also a intangible impact it has on society at large that, I think you're particularly proud of. So,
Nice. And is pharmaceutical the only industry that this applies to?
So not really, actually. Pretty much although it's called cold chain, but if you step away from the cold aspect of cold chain, it is any kind of logistics processes that have environmental parameters that impact the product, right? So pharma is a great example, vaccines, medication, et cetera. It could also be parameters such as shock, pressure, et cetera. It doesn't have to be temperature, right? So Think of chemicals manufacturers that have to ship the product under specific pressure conditions because it stays liquid during transportation as opposed to becoming a dangerous gas, right? As an example.
Okay.
Certainly your consumer products companies that make ice creams and things like that, meat, for example, food items that need to be moved under specific conditions. So I'd say chemicals, pharma, consumer products, industrial products, pretty much any place where there is a environmental parameter that has to be managed is what we're focused on.
Okay. And if people want to, roll this out, what do they need to consider for implementation?
So I'd say it like this, right? So I think The technology itself, which leverages the SAP cloud platform, the app and the ecosystem around it is already built and ready to go. We can deploy an app like this for a client that is using SAP S/4HANA. It can also be used with clients that are using maybe versions of ECC. It truly adheres to the principle of a kinetic core or a clean core, where you take your existing ERP footprint, operate it side by side with the SAP cloud platform to get some of these additional capabilities, right? So that's as far as the application or the software side of it goes. Now, certainly some of these tracking and management processes might be new for a client. And so there's certainly some degree of, you know, process alignment that has to be done around enabling cold chain transportation. And obviously there's some hardware considerations in terms of being able to deploy IoT sensors and hardware gateways that can actually measure these parameters both inside your four walls, but also as it makes its way through your supply chain. I'll go so far to say that, you know, you can deploy something like this within an organization in as little as 6 to 8 weeks or beyond, depending on sort of where the organization is in their journey towards something like this.
Okay, so I assume then it hooks into telematics to get, you know, details from trucks and warehouse to get details from warehouses and all those kind of things as well?
Absolutely. I would say, so all of the above and, right? So certainly telematics, sensors that exist within warehouses, sensors that fit on pallets, products, trucks, all of the above. To me, Tom, maybe the other thing is that cold chain is just an application of a sensor-enabled construct. Right. And so you can extend this construct to beyond just cold chain transportation. So let me use an example, right?
Sure.
Imagine being able to collect this data over a period of time, and it gives you some unique insights and KPIs. Are there specific trucks in your fleet that seem to hit problems more often than not? Are there specific products in your portfolio that seem to have an issue more often than not? Because that might imply that maybe the packaging of that product needs to be reevaluated from a design standpoint, right? Maybe the fleet needs to be maintained, or maybe you need to change how you approach some of your maintenance schedules, etc. So it's really the expansion of that sensor-driven ecosystem construct that really is the foundation of this thinking.
Okay. There is a real burning platform for this now in pharmaceutical, more so than many of the other potential industries that it can be used in. So I can see that driving huge adoption there potentially. But what about the other industries you mentioned? There isn't that much of a burning platform there. So are they likely to take it up? Have they taken it up? Will they take it up? What do you think? What's adoption like there or likely to be like?
Perfect. So I'd say in the immediate, what we see around us, obviously pharma is a big focus for obvious reasons. In fact, we are also in talks with SAP, with SAP's Vaccine Collaboration Hub initiative to see, you know, how a tool like this could support that initiative. With a lot of the other industry segments like consumer products, chemicals, it is more of an opportunistic transformation. We are in a lot of conversations with clients that are experiencing, inventory leakage and bottom line impacts, right? What we're also seeing is a lot of the habits that our society has developed over the COVID period are likely here to stay. For example, direct to consumer, sitting at home and ordering product and having it show up at my doorstep is probably going to become more common than not, right? And that's then driving the need, even in consumer products, to start considering things like this for that traceability, right? So more opportunistic in other sectors, obviously pharma, there's an immediate need that needs to be tackled.
Okay. And what about, you know, moving forward, where is this going? We see where we are right now, but, you know, talk to me about, you know, 3-5 years time, where will this be?
So when I look out at the next, you know, 3 to 5 years, cold chain, or what we just talked about, is probably one amongst a portfolio of business issues that organizations are trying to solve, right? So we actually see this and some of the other kind of apps that are out there as really just the start of a portfolio of applications that drive beyond the ERP core, right? So when you look at other sort of issues such as, you know, smart warehouse capabilities, smart factory capabilities, you know, intelligent maintenance, predictive maintenance, etc., we really see this entire ecosystem of, you know, SAP capabilities such as the cloud platform in and around the ERP core just continuing to evolve, right? And I think specific to cold chain, you know, as we go out there more, I can see us continue to add a lot of capabilities into it. But really, I think it's leveraging that ecosystem to solve more use cases and scenarios.
Okay. And are there, you know, barriers to adoption to these kind of technologies in organizations, or are they clamoring for it?
I think there are perceived barriers as opposed to actual barriers, and I'll explain what I mean by that. Right?
Sure.
So, I think traditionally, a lot of organizations out there have been very kind of focused within what they can influence within their supply chains. Right. When you look at capabilities like this, there's often this perceived impression of, oh, that requires me to invest in a lot of hardware to enable this kind of information flowing in. Or it requires me to go back and fundamentally change how I do some of my logistics processes. And the reality is that's, you know, actually not the case, right? Because there are ways in which you can quickly deploy this kind of technology at fairly optimal costs and without massive disruptions in your supply chain. These can be incremental step changes and therefore allow you to get to some of the early value as opposed to a full sort of, you know, reformat of your supply chain. And that's why I say there's perceived barriers versus actual barriers in adoption.
Okay. We are coming towards the end of the podcast now, Sabit. Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you kind of wish I had? Any topics that we've not discussed that you think it's important for people to be aware of?
I'm going to put my philosophical hat on for a second, so humor me.
I love it.
Specific to cold chain, we've obviously, you know, there's a lot of materials and things like that that we can share that go into the details. But to me, what is really exciting is the potential these kinds of technologies have to really change how supply chain operates, right? And it's that I think more than anything else drives us, and I'm sure drives thinking at a lot of our client organizations. So I guess that's the promise, if I may. I'll take my philosophical hat off.
Okay. Sabit, if people want to know more about yourself or Deloitte or any of the cold chain things we've talked about today, where would you have me direct them?
Absolutely. So certainly, going out to Deloitte.com, there's an entire section that talks about SAP, supply chain management, some of our innovations. Certainly, that's an avenue for a lot of info. And then you have my contact information. So certainly happy to chat more if there are specific questions.
Okay. Can you send me a link to that section of the Deloitte site, Sabit? And I'll include it in the show notes so for people then to get it that way.
Absolutely. Happy to do that, Tom.
Fantastic. Great. Sabit, that's been great. Thanks a million for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you, Tom. Thank you for the opportunity, and certainly good to spend some time talking about this. So appreciate it.
Okay, we've come to the end of the show. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like to know more about digital supply chains, head on over to sap.com/digital supply chain or simply drop me an email to tom.raftery@sap.com. If you like the show, please don't forget to subscribe to it in your podcast application of choice to get new episodes as soon as they're published. Also, please don't forget to rate and review the podcast. It really does help new people to find the show. Thanks. Catch you all next time.